A bipartisan group of senators wants to give the Homeland Security Department more authority over the .gov domain. Your networks, that is. A new bill would make into law the responsibilities and authorities DHS currently has under policy from the White House. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me now with details on the new bill. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so tell us about this bill. How would it put DHS responsibilities that it has now into law, and why?
Well, the bill really outlines five specific steps to change the way DHS oversees the .gov domain. Now, each of these five areas are based on some problems, if you will, that have arisen over the last year. But really what the major cyber breach at the Office of Personnel Management, suffered really brought this lack of authority that DHS has home to some members of Congress. Senator Susan Collins is one of them, and she is one of the six co-sponsors of the Federal Information Security Management Reform Act of 2015.
Our bill would allow the Secretary of Homeland Security to operate intrusion detection and prevention capabilities in all federal agencies on the .gov domain without waiting for a request from a federal agency. Second, our bill would direct the Secretary to conduct risk assessments of any network within that domain. Third, our bill would allow the Secretary of Homeland Security to operate defensive countermeasures on these networks once a cyber threat has been detected. Fourth, our legislation would strengthen and streamline the authority Congress gave to DHS last year to issue binding operational directives to federal agencies, especially in response to substantial cybersecurity threats and in emergency circumstances when an intrusion is underway.
Now, the fifth area is not about DHS, but actually about the Office of Management and Budget, which obviously has had the authority, the responsibility, the policy to oversee cybersecurity across government the whole time there's been cybersecurity in government. Collins says OMB would have to report to Congress annually on the extent to which OMB exercised its authority to implement government-wide cyber standards. Currently, there is the FISMA report that they report every year, Tom. I'm not sure how this would change. It'll be interesting to see what really the details of what that report would mean. Now, along with Collins, Senators Mark Warner, Kelly Ayotte, Barbara Mikulski, Claire McCaskill, and Dan Coats signed on as original co-sponsors of the bill. Now, this gives the bill three Republicans and three Democrats, as well as membership on all the appropriate and important oversight committees, including Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs.
So, Jason, why do these senators think DHS has to have this legislative authority? Is this a classic case of when it's a law, they do it much more effectively than when it's a policy?
I think your point is exactly on target, Tom. As you heard Collins say earlier, the bill enhances some of the authorities DHS received last year in the FISMA modernization bill that was signed into law in December, but issuing those operational binding directives, which DHS issued the first one in May. But as these lawmakers saw over the last year, not just with the OPM breach, but with other problems, the Heartbleed vulnerability is one example, this just wasn't nearly enough. So Warner says DHS needs the heft of law rather than the light touch of policy.
As a former governor, I can tell you executive decrees to get agencies to actually collaborate and cooperate don't always take place. And what we have now is a circumstance while DHS is responsible. Many of the agencies that Senator Collins mentioned have a voluntary compliance. There is no minimum standard. There is no ability for DHS to come in and test and detect and improve quality. This is all done on a voluntary basis. And every agency, and we've dug into some of these agencies, have got the reason why they in particular can't comply. So this voluntary system has resulted in an inconsistent patchwork of security across the whole federal government. This bill, as Senator Collins indicated, would allow DHS to deploy tools and technology across the whole .gov domain to proactively protect and prevent cyber attacks like the one that took place at OPM.
Now, while Warner may be exaggerating a bit in terms of the impact of DHS, or for that fact, any agency saying that their involvement would prevent a massive attack like OPM suffered, the fact is, let's be clear, Tom, the Office of Management Budget, I'll use the word abdicated, much of its cyber responsibilities over the first 5 years of the Obama administration. And really only in the last year or so, the OMB has really come back into the mix when it comes to cybersecurity. So what has happened is agencies kind of went off on their own and didn't follow a specific government-wide plan. Now, yes, there is the NIST special publications, which, you know, really do focus on cybersecurity controls. But listen, they are wide-ranging. They're not necessarily focused on agency-by-agency needs. They're saying, of all the controls out there, here are the important ones. And I think we saw that with the Heartbleed vulnerability. We saw that with other problems, like the Conficker worm back in 2001, when DHS just didn't have the authority, the ability to go in and really make changes or tell agencies to make changes very quickly. Jeff Green is Symantec's Director of Government Affairs for North America and their Senior Policy Council. He says the bill actually could remove some of those bureaucratic hurdles that DHS has faced when it did try to help agencies during these cyber problems. Now, another major reason lawmakers want to give DHS more authority is because they see a major difference between the civilian and military oversight role of cyber. Collins says DHS's responsibilities stand in stark contrast to the National Security Agency, which obviously how it protects military and intelligence agency networks.
If the head of NSA believes that an agency has an insecure database, an unsecure database, he can order that database shut down. DHS needs to have similar authority to protect civilian networks in order to protect the privacy and security of personal data of Americans and to safeguard our country's economic edge.
Now, this isn't the first time Senator Collins and others have called for DHS to have very similar authorities as NSA. It's going to be interesting to see whether this time this actually will come through. A big question that's going to come up, Tom, I know you're thinking about it right now, is
I am.
Can DHS really handle this new responsibility? I mean, listen, let's be honest, their track record, mixed at best. There's a lot of people who don't think DHS do a good job. There's a lot of people who believe DHS has really come around and turned a corner over the last few years. The members of Congress are introducing this bill are among those. For instance, Dan Coats says members considered DHS's history and their current capabilities as they drafted the bill.
Substantially, since 3 years ago, DHS has gained capability, and the current secretary is capable. And we have strengthened DHS to the point where we need a lead agency in order to get this to happen. And the authorities that has been given to DHS are now there in place. And with this bill, we will enhance those authorities so that the various agencies of the government can get up to speed. The breach of OPM records was devastating, but it pointed to a much larger program within a number of agencies that here that have been mentioned. And so we need a catalyst, and we need a force from the top that will basically get this remedied.
Now, through this bill, Tom, I think that these members are really giving DHS a huge seal of approval, but they're also creating, in many ways, we'll call it the one belly button to push when something goes wrong, because we know it will go wrong. Now, to a major extent, yes, agencies will still have the ultimate responsibility for their cybersecurity networks. They're not going to just be like, all right, DHS is here, we can give up. But I think if this bill becomes law, DHS would be very close to be that second belly button. And I think that's what members want. Someone to say, why did this happen? How can we prevent this? And what can we do in the future?
Sounds like an alien with two belly buttons. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Now, I know this has just all happened recently. Any reaction so far to that bill from any of the agencies or anyone else?
Right. I have not heard a lot of reaction yet. As you mentioned, it just got introduced yesterday. I did obviously catch up with Jeff Green from Symantec. And while he was unable to see a copy of the bill, he knows a couple of thoughts he gave me. Number one, if Senator Collins is involved, this is not just a reaction to the OPM breach, you know, making it look like Congress is actually doing something. Green says giving DHS more responsibility actually makes sense for several reasons.
To some degree, a reflection of no other agency that is positioned well to do it. Now, the NCIC, the National Cyber Communications Integration Center at DHS, has been pretty effective, pretty good watch for operations center there. And I think that they've gained some credibility throughout other agencies because of them operating pretty well. And I think when DHS was given more responsibility in FISMA, I think back in 2011, there was an OMB directive. You know, what I heard when I was on the Hill back then is some pretty good feedback from the agencies on DHS, giving them good feedback. So I think they've made some incremental progress. It's a combination of them maturing and of the realization, you know, if you say not DHS, the logical next question is, well, then who? And if you don't have an answer, it's going to be DHS.
And agencies have to understand who understands the entire view of cybersecurity across the government. And I think that's where DHS has to play a bigger role. Green says there's got to be kind of a happy medium between giving DHS this carte blanche into their networks and where agencies are now, where DHS must beg and plead for access to their systems. And the bill also would finally match DHS's responsibility with the authority it needs and the responsibility it's been given over the last 4 or 5 years.
Jason, the Senate has been a graveyard for lots of cybersecurity bills over as long as we can remember. And so what are the chances for this one?
You're right, Tom. There's been just dozens and dozens of cyber bills that have never really seen the light of day. But I think there's optimism for this bill, of course. First, I think the OPM breach is yet another wake-up call for lawmakers. But more importantly, both Senate and House lawmakers better understand the need for cyber legislation. Tom, I think we've seen that over the last year. Colin says she believes the Senate members will actually get a chance to vote on this bill by the fall.
It's my understanding that we will be taking up the cybersecurity bill that was approved by the Intelligence Committee as early as before we break for the August recess. If not then in early September. And this bill would dovetail very nicely with that legislation. That legislation is more of an information sharing bill. It's another essential step in the puzzle to encourage more sharing of threat indicators between the private sector and the public sector. Our bill complements that bill, and I would anticipate that we could offer our bill as an amendment to that bill when it comes to the floor, as it will shortly.
Because it is bipartisan with Senator Collins, Senator Warner in the lead, he could see some traction and passage of this bill coming. Again, he agrees not as a standalone, probably as an amendment like Collins described.
You know, Jason, I was just thinking when you mentioned that this bill would let DHS shut down databases that it finds to be insecure. The last time that happened with any regularity that I can remember was way back when the Indian Health Service kept having to shut down access on its whole network. They lost email. This was in the 90s and early 2000s because people felt
that.
Because of the Indian Trust Fund data was found to be insecure. But the reason it shut down wasn't by federal agency order. It was by a judge in a lawsuit.
Right.
And so maybe this is a better process if you have an agency looking at this instead of having lawsuits to cause the shutdown.
Just to be clear, I'm not sure the bill calls for DHS to have that ability to shut down a database. But what I think Senator Collins and others are saying is NSA has a greater authority, a greater role, a greater oversight over DoD networks. And DHS needs that same big stick and you know, a big hammer when it comes to federal, you know, civilian networks. Could they have told OPM to shut it down? I don't know. You know, that's something that I guess will work out within the policy of the law. But I think they'd need a bigger stick, and I think that's what they're calling for.
Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thanks for that complete update.
Always a pleasure, Tom.